Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, welcome along to the Short Ball. Scotty Stevenson with you this week. No Millsy, no Ellie, no idea where they are. They've blanked me, so usually I'm used to begging Ellie for not being here. Millsy, though, is reliable, he's trustworthy. Today he's let me down, though. I don't know what he's doing. He's obviously on a paid junket somewhere, but you're stuck with me for the next half hour. But don't worry, we've got some great guests lined up on the Short Ball today as we discuss all things Super Rugby and a little bit more besides. And our first guest on the Short Ball today, none other than my favourite man, Marty Banks. Good afternoon to you, Marty.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sumo. It's nice of you to call me in when you've lost the rest of your crew. But
yeah,
as always, mate, it's a pleasure to talk to you and your fine self.
Yeah, that's the only time I would call you, mate, when I was really desperate, and today I am. But bad news for you, Banksy. Your rig's no good, mate. What's happened?
Yeah, mate, it's a sign of getting old age, I think. But I thought Wednesday last week we had a bit of a bone bruise on the foot, which is causing a bit of grief at training, and we took a bit of pain relief for it, and went into the game and found out pretty quickly that it was a bit more than a bone bruise. It turns out that I'd broken my foot, but I was pretty stubborn, and I'd always done at the dock. I was like, give me five more minutes. Mm. And 5 minutes turned into the whole game, and then the next day I regretted it because it's in pieces at the moment.
So you were basically thinking you were Richie McCaw playing on with a broken foot. You were just trying to be a hero, as usual.
No, I didn't know it was broken at the time, mate. I just knew it was sore, but I also know myself as quite a sook, so I thought it might have just been like a beast thing or something, but definitely didn't think I was a hero or anything, but to find out the next day that it was broken, it was a bit of a dagger, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Nah, mate, it's no good. I really feel for you. You were starting to hit some form too, and it's been a bit of a challenging season for the Landers, mate. I know you're taking some time out at the moment, going to see the old man over in Reefton, but in terms of the team and where their mindset's at, a little bit frustrating given the close ones that you're so used to closing out haven't quite gone your way?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing that's been, I wouldn't say it's rattling the boys, but I mean, over recent years we've sort of been the team to win the close ones, 9 times out of 10, but out of the last 4 games we've played, we've lost 4 and 7, so it's frustrating. We've been in every game, to be fair. We probably should have won a few that we sort of threw away probably ourselves and the other teams back into the game, and it's definitely a tough ball to swallow, and it hasn't sort of dented the boys' mindset or anything. We're just going to get better closing out games. We're sort of in that game versus the Hurricanes up until the 65th minute, and then I shank a ball to Bodie, which cost me dearly, and then cost the team dearly, and then they got a bit of momentum and come back and won that one, which was just a real hard pill to take. But the weeks before that, the Rebels, same thing. We had low opportunities to win that, and then the Hurricanes up there, the list goes on. So it's a tough one, but we've got a few more games to try and rectify it and put ourselves back in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, there's a couple of tough ones coming up, including the Southern Classic this coming Friday night. But give us a little bit of a steer, Banksy. You mean you can claim veteran status these days. You've got another young 10 there with the Landers, Josh Ioane. What do you make of his game and how he's developing in Super Rugby, which is a tough testing ground for any young first five?
Yeah, I see a lot of I see a lot of Lima Sopawanga and Joshy, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but Lima was an All Black, and Lima was also a pain in the ass, but no, Joshy's probably got the good qualities where he's not so much a pain in the ass to me, but no, he's a quality player, and like you say, he is young. Lima took a few years to hit his straps, and I'm sure that's going to be the same for Joshy. Hopefully, you know, this year we're doing well, and then moving into next year, we'll take control of that ship with Brunner, and get the Landers back on track with a few more wins. But he's a top quality man as well. He takes control of the team through meetings, and not afraid to answer the hard questions and stuff like that. So he's a good man with a good head on his shoulders, and I'm sure he's going to be around for a long time. And he's got some X factor about him too, which is bloody good. You always sort of need that as a 10. Unfortunately, they didn't have much in me, but I've got to put in Joshy.
Yeah, I always say you've got the Y factor though, Banksy. Why on earth are you out there? But look, here's from the youth of the side to the real, the veterans like Ben Smith and Aaron Smith. You probably can't fault the form of either of those two guys. Do you get the sense that they are thinking ahead, or is it all just full noise for the two Smiths in terms of what they have to do for the Highlanders, with no thought being given from either of them at the moment about what might happen in September, October?
No, I know Nuggie's really passionate, obviously, and Bender really passionate about the Highlanders. I know Nuggie was massive on sticking down New Zealand to look after the younger guys, and I hope that continues into the future. And and Bender's the same. Obviously, he's only got one more year this year left, but I don't think they're looking too far ahead. Obviously, they'd be a brave man to say that they both won't be in a World Cup team. But I know Bender and that are still really passionate about the Highlanders, and every time he pulls that jersey on, he's out there to give 100%. And to be fair, Bender's probably, he's setting PBs in the gym, and he was having a joke with Azza the other day around his speed times, and he's only 0.01 seconds off his prime. So he's what now, 32 or whatever, and he's running times that he's running back at 20 years of age. So now Bender's still all go, and Nuggie's still got his voice going, even though he's in a bit of a moon boot himself, and but he's still providing for the team. He's looking after Folau and Kane, obviously the two younger guys. Well, Kane's not so young, but the two more inexperienced nines we've got in our team. But I know Folau's learning a lot off Nuggie, even though Nuggie's not training. But I don't think they're looking too far ahead. They're two passionate men, and they love the Landers jersey. So, they're not looking too far ahead.
Mate, on the 16th of March, you guys were supposed to have home advantage for this great classic match against the Crusaders, obviously the day before the tragedy struck in Christchurch. I know how keyed up both sides get about this fixture. It's just that kind of game. And I know how much that must have taken the wind out of the sails when the game was obviously called off and you had to let all that steam off and then rebuild again. But what about the build-up to this week? Is there anything special within the team when it comes to playing the Crusaders and what you do and how you go about it?
Yeah, it was a weird feeling when the game got called off. It sort of felt like it was going to get called off during the day, and then you were just sort of trying to get your head into the right space, and then you're waiting, and then you sort of thought, oh, it must be on now, and then you sort of get your head into the space where you're going to play, and then the right thing was done, and they pulled pin on the game. But I guess it doesn't really matter too much of form when it's the Crusaders and the Highlanders. It seems to always be a bloody close game. Obviously, the Crusaders have been doing jobs on anyone that's got in their way, except for who they lose to the other week, the Waratahs, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
everyone else has sort of copped it from them. But I don't know. It's always in the group, it's just a great week to be a part of, building up to play the Crusaders. Obviously, they have been the pinnacle for the last few years and sort of proved the whole competition. But our team will go up there and definitely throw everything at it. Got a heap of young boys in the team, and they probably haven't experienced the Crusaders game yet. So they'll hopefully play with no fear and get up there and give them a run for their money, and hopefully get a win that our team really needs at this point in time.
Well, mate, in all seriousness, I'm really gutted for you, buddy. It was great watching you back out there this year, and I know you'll be a bit torn up about not being able to play, but hopefully that foot heals up quicker than you're hoping, mate, and we'll get to see you before the end of the season.
It's all good, mate. That's all part of it, and it was awesome to be back, and I'll get more games on that suite if I don't, and she's a treasure. The last few minutes I got no one on his jersey, but yeah, time will tell. But no, it's always awesome to talk to you, mate, and take care up there. I know you're enjoying your fancy lattes and stuff in Auckland, so I'll just stick to my hot chocolates down south.
Mate, you do that. You know I love a trip to the coast, mate, but I'm not allowed back in after what happened in Westport last time I was down there. So, you know, hopefully time heals all wounds. You were a no-show, though, mate. Don't even get me started on why you didn't even turn up to the Buller 125th. That was noted by all in attendance.
I actually don't even know where I was, mate. I think it's because I knew you were going. I didn't really want anything to do with it. So,
you're cutting out, Banksy. You're cutting out, mate. I don't know where you are. You're cutting out, mate. Hey, go well, buddy. Thanks for joining us on the short ball today, Banksy.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye now. That's Marty Banks, unfortunately injured, a broken foot, has curtailed his what was to be his final season in Highlanders colours. But knowing Banksy, he'll find a way back. He's like a cockroach. You can't get rid of him. So we wish him all the very best. And from the Highlanders now, let's head to Auckland and the Blues, where the news of the week has been the re-signing of a number of players, including veteran hooker and former captain James Parsons. Oh, James, a good afternoon to you, mate. Feels like a long time since we've spoken, and in that time, there's been somewhat of a turnaround of the Blues. First of all, how the hell are you, boy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, long time no chat, but no doubt we can fix it up shortly. But yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it's a start. It's nothing to write home about yet, but we're building some nice momentum and face some big challenges in the coming weeks against some New Zealand sides away from home. So it'll give us a good test to see where we're really at.
Congratulations are in order for you. You've turned down various offers around the world and re-signed with the Blues until the end of 2021. You're a lifer, mate.
Yeah, oh, look, it's been in the background for a while and had to make some decisions, and my wife and I sort of came to the decision to stay. From my point of view, you know, I've got unfinished business here and I'm really hungry to have some success in both the Blues and Harbour jerseys, and you know, I want to be a part of that and do as much as I can. And then obviously the coaching group of the Blues, I really relished my time under Tom Coventry, so that was a big factor. And then my wife's doing really well in her own career, so it just sort of fitted well for us to stay.
Mate, you mentioned Tom Coventry, and I'll get to the coaching group in just a moment's time, but you were quoted in a story today by the New Zealand Herald writer Patrick McKendry as saying the Blues have been the butt of jokes for too long. And you're kind of over being the punchline. We all of us who have watched rugby for a long time have seen a number of times where you've had to front the cameras after games, after losses, whether they be close losses or big losses. The feeling for you now going out there and getting those wins, where in recent seasons you and I both know they could have well been else, has that given you a sense of relief, a sense of confidence about the side itself and about your own place within it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think, I suppose, around our game drivers and our tactics when it, you know, crunch games or close games are right on the line, we've been making, you know, good decisions, sometimes brave decisions, but as you say, they've been coming off, which is great. But sort of also seen the same article that, you know, in the past we've lost games, you know, not by many points. So we've been there or thereabouts, but we still sort of feel we haven't really clicked as a group. You know, we're 17-0 up against the Waratahs, and you know, if we want to be serious title contenders, you've got to put teams away in those positions. And there's still a lot of growth and sort of a lot of lessons for us to sort of learn from and grow from. So I suppose it's really exciting that we're getting the W's at the moment, but it's also doubly exciting that we've got so much sort of growth still left on us as a group.
You know, you talk a lot about respect, and you always have done, because you understand the value of fans respecting your team and respecting the work that you're putting in. There seems to be some echoes here in what the Auckland side did during the ITM Cup, James, in terms of wanting to go out there and win the respect of the fans back. Has that flowed into this team in some sense, considering that also the Harbour boys have been on the up and up in recent seasons too?
Yeah, look, I think it's there's a good group of us that, you know, as you said before, are just, you know, fed up with being, you know, laughed at when we are putting in a hell of a lot of effort and not getting the results. You know, we've had enough, and it's we're the only ones, I suppose, the reality's hit home that you know, especially from TJ Fani is leading that Auckland. He's been driving a lot of our sort of cultural standards. And the one thing that he always says to us when the going get tough is that it's only the men in this room that can control our narrative. And that's a big thing that he drives every day. So I think there's been a big flow on from him being the leader at Auckland and the boys that have come from Auckland. And then obviously similar for us at Harbour, that, you know, that's where we started from 2 or 3 years ago. Is we just wanted to get our fans back in a similar situation. And as I said, the job's not done for us over there, but we've definitely got the respect of our community back. And that's just another massive driving force for us here at the Blues, is to, you know, really, we've got such a wider community, wider rugby community. We want them all on board and coming to Eden Park with smiles on their face and knowing that their team will do them proud.
You mentioned Tom Coventry earlier and placing him in the context of a new coaching group, or two thirds at least, with Tana still there. Leo McDonald said to me at the start of the season that one of the big challenges here was going to be around mindset. It's not about the athletes at the Blues' disposal, because we all know you've got great athletes in your squad, but it was going to be about mindset. And again, you touched on it in this recent article. It was about Sunday to Friday, not just on game night. Has that seen a significant change from your point of view, mate?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Knowing you've been around that environment a long time?
Yeah, I suppose the biggest shift is there has always been, like, I don't want to discredit past seasons, because we have put a lot of effort in from Sunday to Friday, but there's a more probably simplistic approach in that preparation, and the biggest thing that we're focusing on is just being ruthless in the basics. It's a common theme that comes out of the coach, both Tom and Leon and Tana and Dan, is they're just ruthless on the basics. And if we do the basics well, we know as a Blues side we've got the natural ability and skill set to play our Blues game, but we've got to earn the right to first. And that's what that's all about. And you know, as I say, if we can get our basics right and set piece and you know, provide a platform for the boys to set up strikes or just get into the game, get our forwards around the corner into the game, and then see how the game opens up, then we're going to give ourselves the best opportunity to perform as a Blues team. We're not trying to be any other team, but you know, you have to respect this competition enough that you've got to do the grunt work first before you can you know, express yourself and show the skill set that we have naturally.
One of the things that signals a real change for me is the fact that you've signed up TJ Fiani, Sione Mafaleo, Otiri Black, Tom Robinson, Stephen Perofeta, and Caleb Clark. I mean, you know, these are young guys who may have in recent seasons been tempted to look elsewhere, may have been poached away from the Blues. Does the fact that they have signed, that they have committed to this team, give you a sense of genuine hope that things are looking right within the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes we can look past it when, you know, things are going a little bit better, but you've got to give credit to our board and our front office staff, Michael and his team, and then obviously the coaching group, that they're providing an environment that people want to be a part of. And you're completely right. Like, I know firsthand that a lot of those guys did have options to go elsewhere in New Zealand, and they stayed with us and they're committed to the cause. And I think that's, you know, it's easier for those guys to make those decisions when, one, there's an environment that we want to be a part of, but two, when you've got your captain, Paddy Tupelodu, who's probably in a prime position to head overseas, signing up and saying, I'm here to, you know, lead the ship forward. And then you've got a young guy like Dalton Papali'i, who isn't starting every week. He's sitting on the bench, but he still wants to hang around in the environment. I think everyone see that there's a changing of the guard, and these young men want to be a part of that change, want to be part of the solution rather than the problem. So it's exciting times for one, their own individual careers, and for the Blues jersey.
Finally, Jipper, bring you back to your original point about Tom Coventry. You were very excited, I know, from first-hand conversations with you about him coming to the Blues after experiencing his coaching at Harbour. Give us a sense of what he's done specifically with your pack to ensure that you guys are capable of going toe-to-toe each weekend with the best packs in the business.
Yeah, I suppose in one word for me, it's detail. He does a hell of a lot of work himself before coming into our meetings and one-on-ones, and it's, you know, your own game's broken down into little parts where you can get better and where you've done well. And then I suppose as a group, it's his background as a teacher and his ability to articulate the way he wants to coach and the way he wants us to do things. And, you know, he doesn't make it hard than it needs to be. It's a very simplistic approach, but sometimes the simple way is the hardest way, and I think that's why he's having such a great effect on our men. And it's the and then the other side of it is just the time he puts in. Everyone has a one-on-one. He goes through everyone's game individually with them so that we can all get better and you know, learn from our mistakes and you know, take on what we're doing well forward into the next game as well. So time and detail is his biggest secret, and he's bloody good at it. And the boys love him. Yeah, he's a lovable guy, and you know, he's a team man, but he also has just has that caring nature. He genuinely cares about his players, and that's what makes us all want to play for him.
Oh, mate, you're a champion, mate. We congratulate you on your new deal. I'm so thrilled that you're going to get to stick around, mate. We're going to see you on New Zealand rugby for another couple of years at least. Jipper, thanks for joining us on the short ball, mate.
Cheers, Simo. Thanks, mate.
See you now. That's James Parsons out of the Blues. I love the enthusiasm that he's rediscovered for that team. Producer Tina is nodding her head sagely in the background. You know, it's been guys like James Parsons who have had to live through this era of Blues rugby, who haven't tasted a lot of success, haven't been to the playoffs, have had to sit there and swallow it at the pub or going out with their friends when everyone's bagging the Blues. And, you know, for a guy like that who is one of the nice guys of our game, genuinely, to see how enthusiastic he is now about his rugby, and you can just hear it in his voice, how excited he is about going to work, and that's got to bode well for the Blues. And one team that has written the book on how to get a winning culture is, of course, the Crusaders, and they too have announced a signing for the next couple of years. It's not a player, but we thought we'd take the time today to talk to one of the lesser-known coaches in the Crusaders lineup. That man is scrum coach Jason Ryan. Well, here he is, the Mutt Dog himself, Jace Ryan. Jace, congratulations, mate. 2 more years at the Crusaders, coaching the big boys, getting the scrum working, the angles, everything's good.
It is, mate. it's outstanding, isn't it? No, pretty pleased, mate. Pretty special place to obviously be involved with, and looking forward to the next couple of years.
Tell us about your role, Jace, because, you know, there's some real hot doggers in that coaching team, the likes of Ray, and we all know, you know, he likes to break dance. Brad Moore, quiet achiever, Ronan O'Gara, special kind of player in his day. And then there's you, Muttley, just working away behind the scenes, always got a smile on your face, proud of everyone. Give us an insight into how you go about your work.
Mate, proud of everyone, proud of you, and just really crucial in just looking after the low numbers, you know, like, you know what you call people that hang around rugby players, Sumo?
Coaches?
Backs.
That's good from you, Jay, so I like that.
Yeah.
That's
so
real
no,
good.
I put a bit of work into that joke, but yeah, mate, no, just chipping away. Obviously, you've got to keep Ray under control.
Mm-hmm.
Not always easy.
No.
But that's good. Yeah, he, you know, wants everyone to be themselves. O'Gara's he's all right. Couldn't kick a fence tonight, today at training. But other than that, he's going good, mate.
Mate, she's been. I mean, it's been a crazy, crazy month for New Zealand, for Christchurch, for our community, and obviously for the Crusaders who. Are now central in the current narrative around language and about how we approach certain words in our society and how we approach certain communities. Look, I know that you can't comment on where that process is at in terms of the Crusader name, Jace, but perhaps can you enlighten us into how the team has responded? What's it been like inside that environment when you know this conversation is going on externally?
Yeah, well, it's, mate, it's definitely there, isn't it? And, you know, usually, it's a unique situation we're in, isn't it? And I guess from our point of view, from the coaching side of it and the players and getting the boys just to perform on a Saturday, it's important that it's not a distraction. And it'll be a distraction if we let it, is how we've sort of driven it. But it is there. And, you know, we're just, it's cliche, but all we're focusing on is what's in front of us. You know, the, you know, there's polls out there, there's comments on social media, and there's articles, and everything's getting sprayed around. But, you know, we believe that, well, we know, and, you know, CEO spoke to us today into the team and said that they're dealing with it, and people will get their say, and we'll do the right thing either way. So, you know, we've got to listen, and we've got to ask questions and just go through the process, and that's what's happening.
Is there a united front from the team point of view around this in terms of the playing group and the coaching group?
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Yeah, we're all in. And, you know, we are united. And whatever the decision is, it's not going to be this year. We know that. Mm. And, yeah, we'll just move on. But we're just looking forward to the Highlanders, mate, playing some footy.
It's a big game this weekend, the Southern Classic. Of course, the first one was called off, coming as it was a day after those events in Christchurch on March 15. I know how much you boys love getting up for this one, and the other team's no different, mate. So has this week begun to take on a real special sense about it, knowing that it is a big game, the South Island Classic?
Yep. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's mate, it's a beauty, and it's one that I think both teams, it's fair to say, would have a look at the calendar early about when this game is, because it's a Southern Derby. There's a lot of good mates in both teams, and, you know, there's a mutual respect on and off the field, but also with the coaching groups too. You know, like we'll get on pretty well, and you know, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, also for us to be playing at home again is pretty special. But, you know, what about Ben Smith playing 150 games?
Oh,
what
yeah.
a champion for New Zealand rugby he's been, and for the Highlanders. So that's special for us to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, it seems to be this game always comes with a milestone. I think it was Crocky's 200th last year when you played at home, this one, and now it's Bender's 150th. So there's no shortage of motivation on occasions like that, is there?
No, there's not, and that just adds to the cauldron, if you like.
Now, Jace, some people would argue, I wouldn't be one of them, but I'm going to throw this question at you, because some people would argue that when you've got a pack like you have, a scrum like you have, you're basically redundant. So how much work do you actually have to do with these fellas?
Oh, mate, heaps. Oh, mate, yeah, you know, the boys are going all right. There's a couple of caps in there, and there's a bit of experience, but I actually get a real thrill out of when the boys front, like the Quinton Strangers of this world, and, you know, like a young Andrew McAleo and a Harry Allen.
How good is Andrew McAleo to watch, by the way?
Mate, he's got a carry on him.
Oh.
So that's what I like. So there's all those guys, you know, like Mitch Dunche when he gets his opportunity, Billy Harmon. So we have got big experienced players, but I get a thrill out of those guys, the other guys that are the next tier that are coming through.
Mm.
And last year they fronted for us in some big New Zealand derbies, and they have this year too. You know, we haven't put our full pack out yet. So to answer your question, that probably didn't.
No, it did. No, I get a real sense. I get a real sense. Put it this way, Jace, what I'm going to distill from that answer is that you may not be able to take all the credit for the likes of Reed and Whitelock and Franks, but you're sure as hell going to take all the credit for the next generation.
Yeah, well, and that's our job, to set them up to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of succeeding, what about having four home games in a row this weekend against the Highlanders, then the Lions, then the Sharks? Not a bad run, just to build your combinations and make sure the boys are all tucked up in their own beds.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've got the BYE after this game, which we haven't been able to talk about because we've got a job to do first against the Highlanders. And then you're right, we've got a couple of good games at home, South African packs, and then two South African games away, and then back into the Blues. So it's a reasonable stretch, but you know, you can't get too comfortable not in this competition or you get knocked over.
That's very true. That is very true. Are you guys comfortable with where you're at? I know you probably don't feel like you've chucked it all together so far this season, but the wins keep coming.
Yeah, we're winning and learning. At the moment, we've tried a few different combinations. We feel we've trusted all of our squad so far as well. So that's positive, and that's all you can do is just keep getting those points, keep chipping away, pick up a couple of away games, win your home games, and put you in pretty good stead for the end of the season.
Jace, what's it like going to work every day within that franchise? So we've spoken to Razor before and to Ronan and others who have coached in the Crusaders, but from your point of view, what makes it so special to arrive at Rugby Park each day and go to work?
I think it's the people. It is the people. You know, we've got world-class people all in their areas right through the whole building, and that challenges you to be better. And, you know, all you really got to do is your own job. But I guess, you know, it's probably pretty easy to see from people and Razor's personality. He wants everyone else to express themselves and coach through their personality and play what comes naturally for them. And it's our job to create that environment so these young guys can do that, you know, because as I said before, Sumo, we have got some experience here. We've got, you know, 100-plus test All Blacks and All Black captains and, you know, so much experience. It can be quite intimidating for a young guy, so it's our job to make sure that the young guy, if he's not sure, he can ask a question and, you know, no one takes the piss out of him or he doesn't, you know. He can feel vulnerable without anyone laughing, so make the environment safe. Yeah, that's it. Got there.
Mate, you always get there in the end, Jace, and you got a couple more years to just keep chipping away, mate. Keep working up the ladder, doing something the whole community can be proud of.
Yeah, mate, thanks. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'm proud of you, Muttley. Thanks for joining us today on the show.
Have you got any stories or what?
No.
You got no chat?
I don't have any chat. That's why I like to call other people, because the short ball listeners are far, far more interested in what people like you have to say, Jason, what people like me have to say. I mean, we all know that. I could speak for hours without saying a solitary thing. It's a real skill.
Oh, mate.
It's a real
skill. You're the people's choice, mate. You're the people's choice.
You've been on the receiving end of me over a couple of beers, Jace. Is there one story you remember? Not. I guarantee you there's not a single detail of any story I've ever told you that has stuck in your brain. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Not that I could talk about now anyway.
Well, that's, yeah. Let's. Okay, mate, I'm going to hang up now. Jason Ryan, scrum coach at the Crusaders and signed on for another couple of years. Thanks for your insights today, mate, and we wish you all the best against the Landers this weekend.
No worries. You're a good man. See you soon, mate.
Cheers, boy. Bye-bye. And there he is, Jason Ryan. Coaching with the Satyrs for another couple of seasons at least. That Southern Classic coming up on Saturday. The Blues taking on the Chiefs this weekend as well. Bit of a derby weekend for the Kiwi fans and Super Rugby. Plenty of other stuff to get your eyeballs around as well. You can check it all out on rugbypass.com. That's been the Short Ball today. Thanks to our guests, Marty Banks, Jason Ryan and James Parsons. Thanks, producer Tina. You're all rugged up. She's got a blanket on. She's got a woolen hat on, jacket on. I think you might be getting pneumonia.
Yeah, maybe. Probably already have it.
Winter is coming, and I don't mean like the Game of Thrones version. That'll do us, team. We'll catch you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.